CITR. There are two things I will carry
in my pockets at the end. Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
The wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, even sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Sasha Bellot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good morning, Vancouver. This is CITR 101.9. This is Wise Men Radio with your host, Austin. It's kind of a whirlwind episode, actually. I just got in. We're gonna play a couple songs. I've got a cough, so I'm not gonna talk a lot today. I don't wanna cough into the mic. But yeah, I'm just kind of getting everything ready as it goes. I don't really know what I'm going to play today either. It's going to be kind of, I have an idea, but I think I'm going to switch it around mid-show. So it's going to be, we're going to be hearing some, like, free flow stuff. But anyways, I've got few bad boys I'm gonna play for you. I'm gonna start out mellow as I normally do and then build it up. Oh boy. Yeah, but I know there's a lot of cool music that just came out in the past week, so I kind of want to play some of that for you. But this what I'm gonna play for you right now is a plastic is a band called Plastic Farm, off their self-titled album, Plastic Farm. They're kind of like a ambient band. I think it's just a guy, actually. But yeah, they're really cool. Hopefully you like them. The song's called Self-Involved, but without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play it. And I'll see you back soon.
Oh. CITR's annual fund drive is kicking off with a party at the Pit Pub in the Nest on February 25th at 6 p.m. There will be great bands and a raffle for rad prizes donated by AMS Events, Varsity Outdoor Club, and more. It's 19 plus and tickets are available at the door for $5 or $3 with CITR membership. All proceeds go to Fund Drive to help support your campus radio station.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 Wise Men Radio with your host, Austin. Austin in the morning. Yeah. All right. So, we got a couple 3-6 songs to start off the day here. The first three was by the artist Plastic Farm. Song title was Self-Involved, and off their self-titled album Plastic Farm. There's somewhere in this country, I think Vancouver. And then the second song, actually, like, that was the first time I really gave it a good, like, firm listen to, was by the artist Visions Of, and the song was Diluvium, off their A Short Retreat album. It's a short album with, like, three songs, and that was really cool. I like stuff like that. Pretty sure they're from Quebec somewhere, but don't quote me on that. I tried to search them just right now. I can't find them again. So they might have disappeared. You might be listening to an exclusive track that only I have now. They might not exist. But yeah, so next up, we have some cool songs coming. Yeah, yeah, we do. Yeah, but I don't know. I was thinking about talking to you guys for a bit. Oh my God. Yeah, but no, I think I'm going to play some songs because I want to hear this Ringo Death Star song. It's Guilt. I'm gonna be watching a music video while I play the song. It's cool. It's just fun. I like Ringo Death Star. They're coming, actually. Ringo Death Star is they're from, I think, Austin, Texas, but somewhere in Texas. They're a trio, I think. Kind of a dream pop, shoegaze trio, noise pop. And they're really cool. They're coming to Vancouver. If you like the song that I'm about to play, they just released an album in November, I believe, called Pure Mood. It's pretty good. I liked their classic. I think it's probably their first album, their Color Trip album. It's really good. I recommend giving it a listen to. The new one is pretty good too. It's I think I like the first one more, but I don't know. I've only really given it a half listen, so I don't know. I've been pretty busy this week. This is kind of a really I had 4 midterms in 2 days, so that was fun. So I've been really sad this week. So it's good to be back in the studio playing music that I like with myself, me, myself, and I, my three favorite people, huh? All right, well, so I'm gonna play a lot of, I think a big theme of today is gonna be positivity, playing songs I like, songs I think are silly, gonna be like, yeah, I wanna throw back to some songs that I used to like, and hopefully get my smile out, because I've been really negative this week. I don't know. Yeah, thoughts of, like, yeah, midterms, man. Whenever those come around, everyone gets sad. I get really sad. I got really sad. I debated dropping out. Oh, man, this is... It was getting dark. So glad to get out of that funk. Hopefully. Reading breaks around the corner. Just gotta get past today. So, but anyways, I've been nattering for too long here. I'm gonna play this song that I might have just exited out of. Alright, see you later.
Take one of the golden blind, dedicated to the girl behind my dreams.
Thank you. Are you looking for career information relevant to your arts degree? Come check out Work Your BA, a career workshop series specifically designed for arts students. Find out what you can do with your major, learn how to improve your resume, discover the secrets to networking, and much, much more. For more information, visit www.arts.ubc.ca/students/workyourba.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 Wise Men Radio. Host Austin. So yeah, these couple last songs were what really pretty good. Pretty good songs. I don't know what I was going with. It was we had a Ringo Death Star, Guilt off Pure Mood, a Dr. Dog song, Golden Hind, off their new album Psychedelic Swamp. Actually saw Dr. Dog last weekend. It was really fun. It was good. Like they played most, like pretty much every song that I wanted them to play. It was cool. Like even their super old album that no one really knows off Fate, which I think is a pretty strong album. But I think it's probably their second best. I don't know. The Psychedelic Swamp might be actually their best. It's like all really good songs. They're really cool and they're all different too. It's cool. Like that's the opening track to their new album. And I really like that. It's like, I don't know, it's just like the I really care about you. It's cool. It's very cool. And then the last song was a song by a band, Rose Windows, and they they're an American band. My roommate Malvin, Daniel Malvin, has been badgering me to listen to them, and I finally did, like last night and a couple of nights before. And I really like the song. It's got cool lyrics. I was gonna say something about a lyric that I found interesting last night, but I totally forgot about it. Oh boy, I'm sorry, guys. This is, but yeah, those are all good songs. So today the weather out there, huh? It's gentle showers with it's gonna do that all day actually. I don't know, how's the weekend going looking? I don't know, maybe I'll give you a weather report after the break. How about I give you that? That's something I can do. Yeah, last night, I don't know, last night to, like, cheer myself up, I was, like, oh, I'll just play Pokemon, you know, like, I love Pokemon. Everyone grew up as a child. I grew up, when I was a child, I played a lot of Pokemon. I actually started out on Gold version, but I reverted back to Blue, and then but I played Gold version was the game, you know, on the Game Boy Color, green Game Boy Color. I still have it. The back's missing, the battery pack back or whatever. That was cool. I don't really have the Pokemon game anymore though. I don't know where that went. And then I've played Ruby was a, I was still pretty into Pokemon when Pokemon Ruby came out. And then what was next? Diamond and Pearl. That was the Dark Ages. That I think those are the worst generations. Besides, I don't know if I like X, Black and White. Black and White were okay. I played those, and then X and Y, not a fan, to be honest. I don't really like the Mega Evolutions, and I think it was boring gameplay. I don't know, something they did something wrong. I don't know. We'll have to. Sorry for everyone. Everyone back home. Everyone loves Pokemon, and then like there's a few people who don't, and everyone hates it when everyone gets on a rant about Pokemon. It's so, yeah, because they can last, because you can talk about so much about it. There's so much, many things, and so you just go on for hours, and it's all opinion based pretty much. So it's there's no basis to your arguments, which is fun. I like that. But it could be pretty annoying, I could see. Anyways, I'm going to play I was going to say something about that. I wasn't just talking about Pokemon for no reason. But yeah, no, I was, if you liked Pokemon as a kid and or now, as I do as well. You can like look up Pokemon. They orchestrated the soundtrack, which is really cool. I think they actually came. They had a concert in the Chan Center here in UBC last year. I remember. I didn't go, but I really wish I did after listening to this and getting more into classical music. Yeah, it was really cool. Look it up. Yeah, I listened to that before I went to bed. Actually, if you guys ever played the video game Animal Crossing, I think they've got a great soundtrack. It's really relaxing and it puts you in a really good mood. But yeah, search up that guy, Animal Crossing soundtrack, and like I found a really good playlist that has it. I'll share it on my Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook. If you like anything I said, if you like Pokemon, give me a shout on Facebook. Search up Wise Men Radio with a Z. Yeah, I'd be happy to talk to you about Pokemon or anything. Or, yeah, if you like music, and I like music. I love music. So, yeah, no, I'm going to play another song. The song is by a young, Juan, oh my gosh, Juan Walters. He's a musician out of New York, and this is off of his, I think, 2013 album, Nap, North American Poetry. He's like a funny dude, and like very very clever in lyrics, I think. So I'm gonna play his song Lost in Soup. Funny. See you later.
Just right. For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 with your host, Austin, on Wise Men Radio. So we had a couple cool songs coming up. We had a Juan Waters song, Lost in Soup, and Eve Reddy song is kind of, I thought it was pretty cool because it's pretty trying to do the same, like similar thing to like Mac DeMarco and names like that, with the kind of twangy guitar. It's pretty cool. That's off the Sunshower's EP, two songs on that EP. One of them I played, Sunshower's. And then the last one was kind of a little funky, little hip-hoppy Free and Losh song. They're out of Toronto, and the song is called Please Don't Leave, off the album Fifth and Ghost. Free and Losh is a kind of hip hop. Yeah, I think they market themselves as kind of like this futuristic hip hop duo. I mean, they've got songs like that that are pretty funky and jazzy. Oh man, I forgot I lied to you guys. I didn't pull up the weather report, so I can't be a true morning show. But anyways, it's coming close to the end of our show. So I was going to play something for you. It's just like it's a little song that I always thought was fun. It's called Real Real off by Sleigh Bells, off their album, 2010 album, Treats. It's fun. It's a good song to dance with. I think a really important thing that everyone should learn is, it makes everyone happy. I don't know. You gotta be able to play music really loud and just dance. You know, just dance your pants off. So this is a good dance your pants song off. So, go dancing with no pants on. This is kind of last song I'll play for you, and then I'll sign out. But, it was a pleasure talking to you guys all day today, this morning. If you liked what I say, liked what I've played, you can follow me on Facebook, Wise Men Radio. It's cool. See you next. Actually, next Friday, I won't be here. I'll be going back to Portland. So, sucks. But the Friday after that, I'll be here. And I think it'll be Fun Drive then, I believe. So, yeah, so get your, like, wallets ready. Yeah, Fun Drive, that will be then. So, yeah, hopefully you can do that with me. Have fun. If you don't know what it is, look it up, because I'm running out of time, so I can't explain it to you. But you'll have ample explanation later. Yeah, but stay tuned. Cool stuff coming up. Yeah. All right, bye.
Just the weatherman, you make the wind blow. Keep thinking about every straight face, yes. Wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six sets, straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it, then.